What if the biggest bottleneck for the entire AI revolution wasn't the brilliant chip design, but the box it comes in? This week, we learned that TSMC's capacity for advanced chip packaging is completely sold out through the end of 2026. This isn't a future problem. It's a present-day crisis for anyone building, buying, or selling high-performance technology. Stay with us to understand how this packaging crunch is reshaping the global tech landscape right now. Welcome to Troy Technical Intelligence, your weekly strategic briefing on the technology that matters. I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy.
This week, we are moving past the hype of AI models and focusing on the physical foundation they're built on. The entire conversation in semiconductors has shifted. It's no longer just about Moore's Law and shrinking transistors. The new battleground is advanced packaging, the sophisticated process of assembling multiple chips into a single powerful system. We'll explore the critical supply chain bottleneck this has created, the new technologies like glass substrates that promise a way forward, and the massive wave of investment from companies and countries trying to claim leadership in this new era. Troy, let's start with that headline from Tech Times. TSMC, the world's leading chipmaker, has a packaging problem. What exactly is going on?
It's a classic supply and demand crunch, but on a massive scale. The bottleneck for AI chips has moved from front-end silicon fabrication to back-end advanced packaging. Specifically, TSMC's CoWoS, or chip-on-a-wafer-on-substrate technology, is sold out until the end of 2026.
So even if a company like NVIDIA designs a new chip, they can't get enough of them built?
Precisely. The demand, driven by AI accelerators, is insatiable. TSMC is racing to nearly quadruple its CoWoS capacity to 130,000 wafers per month by late 2026. But TrendForce reports that NVIDIA alone is projected to consume about 60% of that expanded capacity. This creates extreme scarcity for everyone else.
How does this directly impact U.S. and European manufacturers, say in the automotive or high-performance computing sectors?
It means extended lead times, higher costs, and significant risk to their product roadmaps. If your next-generation autonomous driving system or industrial AI controller relies on these high-end chips, your production schedule is now at the mercy of this packaging bottleneck. You are competing directly with the biggest names in tech for very limited slots.
So what should Western trading companies and distributors be doing? It sounds like their usual suppliers are tapped out.
They need to understand the supply chain is reconfiguring. TSMC is already outsourcing some of its front-end CoWoS processes to OSATs, outsourced semiconductor assembly and test providers, like ASE Technology and Amkor. Sourcing is no longer just about the foundry. It's about who has packaging capacity. New relationships need to be built.
So the actionable insight for executives?
Audit your supply chain immediately. You need to know who is packaging your chips and their exposure to the TSMC bottleneck. It's time to actively explore relationships with these OSATs to diversify your supply base and mitigate risk.
You mentioned CoWoS, Troy. Let's demystify this. We're also seeing terms like chiplets, heterogeneous integration, and EMIB. What is this technology that's causing such a stir?
Think of it as moving from a single, large, monolithic chip to a system of smaller, specialized chiplets that work together. Advanced packaging technologies like TSMC's CoWoS and Intel's EMIB are the high-density wiring that connects these chiplets, allowing them to function as one superchip. It's how you overcome the physical limits of a single piece of silicon. The IMAPS Device Packaging Conference highlighted that this is the key to performance gains now.
It sounds like the future of chip design is actually chip assembly. And now we're hearing about a new material that could change the game, glass substrates.
Correct. Glass is emerging as a potential game changer. Compared to the traditional organic materials, glass substrates offer superior electrical performance and thermostability. This allows for even finer interconnections between chiplets, boosting performance and power efficiency for the most demanding AI chips.
So who is leading this charge into glass?
This is where it gets interesting geopolitically. A TrendForce report notes that at least 18 Chinese enterprises are accelerating their positions in the glass core substrate market. It's part of China's strategy for supply chain autonomy. We're seeing an intense race between China and Japan to stabilize yields and achieve mass production.
What does this mean for a European car manufacturer or a US-based cloud server company?
It's a dual-edged sword.
For manufacturers, securing access to glass substrate technology could provide a significant competitive advantage in performance. The threat is that China is building a self-reliant ecosystem. If they succeed, Western companies could find themselves dependent on or locked out of a critical next-generation component supply chain.
So what should executives be considering now?
Task your R&D and strategic sourcing teams to begin evaluating glass substrate technology today. They need to identify and engage with potential partners in Japan, South Korea, Europe, and the U.S. to build a resilient supply chain and avoid future dependency on a single region.
A bottleneck this severe and a technology race this intense must be triggering a massive flow of capital. What are you seeing on the investment front?
The numbers are staggering. ASE Technology Holding, the world's largest OSAT, just raised its 2026 capital expenditure to a record $10.5 billion. Their stated goal is to double their revenue from advanced packaging by 2027. This isn't just an adjustment, it's a fundamental strategic pivot driven by AI demand.
$10.5 billion from a single company? Are governments getting involved as well?
Absolutely. On August 1st, the South Korean government unveiled a major national investment plan specifically to boost competitiveness in advanced packaging. They view this as a matter of economic security, funding everything from R&D and material science to talent development. They know their giants, Samsung and SK Hynix, need a world-class packaging ecosystem to stay on top.
So the big players and big countries are placing their bets. Are any new disruptive companies emerging from this?
Yes, and it's a crucial development. A Singapore-based company, Silicon Box, announced on August 7th that it has already shipped over 500 million chiplet packages. This demonstrates that specialized newcomers can achieve high-volume manufacturing, providing a viable alternative to the incumbents. On the equipment side, ACM Research just secured orders for its new panel-level plating tool that handles huge 600 by 600 millimeter panels, a key technology for lowering costs and increasing throughput.
So for Western trading companies and distributors, what's the key takeaway from this investment wave?
The supplier landscape is diversifying rapidly. It's not just TSMC anymore. Capacity is being built at an incredible rate by OSATs like ASE and new players like Silicon Box. The opportunity is to get in early, build relationships, and secure capacity with these ascendant suppliers before they too are sold out.
So the action for executives is to broaden their horizons.
Exactly. Don't wait. Diversify your packaging supplier base now. The market dynamics are changing month by month, and those who act will secure their supply chains for the next 5 years.
All right, Troy, it's been a dense and fascinating discussion. Let's distill it down for everyone. What are the three key strategic takeaways from this week?
First, the primary bottleneck in the AI supply chain has decisively shifted to advanced packaging. Your product lead times, costs, and ability to innovate are now directly tied to your access to technologies like CoWoS. Second, a new technology race is on. The future of performance is chiplets and heterogeneous integration, and the next critical material battle is over glass substrates. The geopolitical competition to control this technology is intensifying. And third, follow the money. Unprecedented investment, like ASE's $10.5 billion CapEx and South Korea's national strategy, is reshaping the supplier landscape, creating both new opportunities and new risks.
And if an executive listening could only do one thing this week, what should it be?
Immediately command a top-to-bottom review of your semiconductor supply chain with a specific focus on the back end. You must know who does your packaging, what their capacity constraints are, and what their roadmap is for chiplets and glass substrates. Your future competitiveness depends on it.
Powerful advice. That's all the time we have for this week's Troy Technical Intelligence. Troy, thank you for making the complex so clear.
It was my pleasure, Susie.
To our listeners in manufacturing, trading, and technology across the U.S. and Europe, thank you for joining us. Subscribe to our podcast on your platform of choice so you never miss a briefing. Until next week, stay informed and stay ahead.